All right. We are here except for Cindy to go over the bids. Let's go ahead and start with the pledge. I will start it off. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't get a paper cut.
I hope.
Might get infected.
All right. Review of award bids for the...
I like the front of it. Just saying.
I was gonna say, it felt like it had a pen or something in there. So, this is CRSA and their response to the evaluation. And I'm gonna take a quick look at this and then pass it around and make sure we're all reading the same thing. It looks like the front has the deliverables, that they'll do this report, and that it has some services, which include evaluating the building to determine the anticipated cost to rehabilitate the structure for continued use. So I'll let you look at this too and make sure that it complies with what you thought you were getting. And their total bid, so it includes an evaluation report for $8,000, Calder Richard structural evaluation report for $5,000, MEP systems evaluation report is $5,000, and then a cost engineer's cost estimate of $1,995. So the total of their bid is $19,995. And it looks like the additional detail that they have in the background is experiences on other projects. Make sure that complies with what you were asking for. I'll hand this one off and let you all look at it and pass it around. If I get it out. It's glued in there. And this is from FFKR Architects. I don't know which one of them, if either, contacted you beforehand. So they have included in it an architectural assessment for $4,500, a feasibility study for $2,500, budget and cost $2,000. And then Calder Richard structural engineering for $5,000 for a total of $14,000. So it, I'm gonna pass these around and let folks look at them after you take a look and make sure that.
Well, here's where I need you guys to tell me. The grant that we were fighting to get done before Monday required, it has to be at least $50,000, and of course this did not come near that. But this is what we need to start. This is going to tell us a lot, having this done. I have close to $8,000. I got a little over $79,000. Well, not if you take off the $600 I've spent. I've got over $7,000 raised. So this is going to take us out of the running for the grant. It will not?
They were saying $50,000, but then Laurel was like, well, we can do a feasibility study for $20,000. So I say we still submit it, and if they have an issue, then...
Thank you for clarifying that. Okay, all right. Because this is what I've always said I wanted. I want them to come and give us a plan. And that's what it sounds like they're going to write for us.
It sounds like a deep, not just a plan, a detailed plan
about
A to B, this is what you need to do, C to Z, whatever.
Yes, and that's what I wanted and needed. So, saying that, these are both, both from the company or on the list of what was referred to me from the preservation group. So I don't know any of these companies at all. I don't know if any of you guys do. And I surely don't have time to sit and read through this.
No, my overall concern is that what you asked for? An engineering study, feasibility?
I'm looking for my bid.
And let's just make sure that this piece of it here and this piece here meet what you're asking for when you sent it out in the newspaper.
I'm sorry, I'm fumbling here.
Oh, you're okay.
And if the more expensive one is doing something more that the other one isn't, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Comparing apples to apples.
It looks like they're pretty much the same because.
I think I have my bid is in the stuff from council, so.
So both of them have some kind of architectural assessment and structural assessment. Some kind of reporting and some structural engineer estimate. So it looks to me like they're both the same in terms of what they provide. Are you depending upon the grant, though, to award this? Or are you looking for us to say, yeah, let's fund this, and if we get the grant, then that becomes a great back to the city?
What I'm saying, and I'm trying to see who on here. Okay. This includes, and I did, but full disclosure, I did not contact Steve Cornell. I have had no contact with him since he left the preservation state position, but he has went private, and this architectural firm is still there, and he's very knowledgeable on our building, and so I'm pleased to see that. But again, I don't know these people either. I don't know.
Can you say that again, Karen? The fellow that you know that knows our building is the second bid.
Yes,
he's a
the
little
lowest
bit.
Bid.
The lowest.
Yeah, he's in that company now. He's the project. He would be the project architect on that. What?
If they do the same thing and it's less, and he knows the project, the relationship with them.
No, I understand. I think it's easy to pick the low bid. I think that what you need to decide, though, is funding.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have 50% now of that low bid.
I have 50%. Tell me, I've never done this before. Tell me, if we say we're accepting this when we send it off on the grant and we don't get the grant, how soon do we have to let them know?
No, I think that, this is my opinion, you're never going to be able to clearly identify. It's one thing to sit in a public meeting while questions are being fired, and what are you for, what are you against, whatever. Until you see what this is, and then compare it to budgets, you cannot make good decisions until you get this information. So what I would encourage you to do is, there's 7,000 is nothing. There's more than enough money in our current budget to cover that. My suggestion is that you vote on that. It becomes part of our budget, this additional 7 or whatever that we need to cover. Let's get it covered. Let's get the study done. And then you can make, and it'll be, you know, next year into the future with the new council and everybody, then you'll have a good feasibility study right in front of you, and then you'll have a better idea for the future. Whether the grant comes or not, I don't think is a relevant question. If it comes, then you can approve it with a stipulation that if you receive the grant, that the grant goes to reimbursement.
Exactly.
For the
$7,000. Sure, that happens, yes.
Yeah. So I think that if you're going to motion, then that would be my input to you, is that you go ahead and motion to approve this, to award it, and that under the stipulation that if the grant is provided or given, that goes to the reimbursement. And then if there are additional funds that have to take place, if the grant can cover, like if they, let's just say theoretically, they came back and said, you need to replace your roof structure, and that's $30,000. Then you could use the remaining grant money for something to fund that immediate need that's been identified after the study's been done.
Okay.
So that's my suggestion, because I don't think 7,000 is, that should not be the motivator, in my opinion, to doing it or waiting to do it until you see whether or not you get a grant. I think you just do it and then you move on.
Okay.
May I ask a question? If we put everything that we've raised so far towards this project, are we going to put ourselves in a bind because we need seed money for other fundraisers?
Well, you are right. And I was sitting here thinking of that. If we're going to go forward with the t-shirts, they're going to pay for themselves if they sell, but we have to pay for them.
Did you ever draw on the $2,000 loan you requested?
I never, that we've already approved? Used any of it.
Is that part of the $7,000 you have already?
I don't know. I'm kind of burned out. I'm not sure. I would have to go home and look at the full budget.
My reason for asking is if you're talking about seed money, there already has been an approved loan for $2,000. If it hasn't been drawn on and that's not part of the $7,000 you're counting on to be the 50%, then you already have your seed money already approved in your budget to do so.
Okay,
your
50%
of everything saved should go towards this to approve it.
Okay. I will definitely, as soon as I get home today, I will check that.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I see those, Karen?
Huh?
Can I see those?
Sorry. While he's looking at that, our meeting today, we would like to ask for special permission to hold the Christmas cantata this year in the building.
I don't think you need special permission. I'll just
well,
do it.
The building's you, been closed.
So I understand. Just do it.
Okay.
I mean, that's what it's there for. Just those kind of events. So.
Okay.
It's lucky.
Anybody else want to review it before we?
I like the fact that Shane's who knows about building and stuff is looking.
And the gentleman doing the t-shirts has offered to do a free signage or banner. And we talked about that today, and maybe if I can get it, put one out by the road.
Did you talk to, who's the guy at the print shop?
Scott? Henderson.
Forsgren?
Scott Forsgren. No.
Henderson.
Scott Henderson. He owns the print shop, and he's from out here.
So. Well, I never could catch him. I did get to talk to the other one across the street, and they weren't helpful at all. They weren't even going to give us a discount for anything. So when we were doing the fundraiser for Peach Days. So when this gentleman came into the fundraiser, and he said he would help us, he's up in Perry.
Right.
And he's offered to do it for $6 a shirt. And that's the cotton blend. Polyester cotton.
Okay.
So
I wonder what, because Scott has ties out here, if he would be, if you can ever get a hold of him, and I know that's an issue.
Well, I held the door open for him while he was hauling stuff in for Peach Days, but he was so busy he didn't have time for me. So, and I understood that.
Do you have a copy of the RFP, the request we made to them?
Shane, I'm so embarrassed. I know I do. I know I have it in here.
I have a copy of it on my phone.
Do you have it on?
Yeah,
if you have it on your phone, I have to have it online.
You emailed it to me.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what they have on this FFKR. They've excluded the costs associated with the item indicated in the RFP called construction project management and supervision.
Yes.
That's the only exclusion they've listed. The other one excludes hazardous material survey and obviously geostudies.
I didn't ask for a hazardous survey.
Okay.
So they're just saying they're not going to manage the contract for you.
And which one was that?
Okay. Okay, that's all I needed. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. A And which one was that?
This is FFKR. Okay. I was just wondering the exclusions, if they were basically what it was they stated that was excluded, so.
What is your opinion?
My opinion is the second one, FFKR.
I was just seeing if there was a hard copy on her desk. I don't see anything.
That's okay. I apologize.
That's okay. That's okay. She had it on her phone.
Okay.
I haven't recuperated from yesterday.
So what direction you want to go?
Are you looking for a motion today? I would like to motion that we accept the FFKR lower bid. With the understanding that if the grant is approved, that's directly reimbursement for what we spend out. Using the 50, what, the 7,000 something you already have towards this cost.
Okay.
All
right. Got a motion? Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Who wants a second?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Karen.
What?
You want to second it?
Oh, I second the motion.
Okay. All in favor? Okay. Thank you. That was unanimous.
I think this is a good start, because the project is going to come up again, especially in the next at least two fiscal year budgets. And this gives us a lot better direction than what we've had the last 2 years as far as guesswork, what needs to be done first, whatever.
And I want to reiterate that I'm not going to give up on fundraising.
Sure.
And pulling the money together. I was very encouraged by the commissioners yesterday. They are very familiar with our building, and is it Hatfield? He said that there are a number of places where our building fits in and should be part of the funding that them areas are getting. So I'm expecting to hear from them.
That's good, because I think it's going to take a lot of fundraising still. The cost of this is going to be quite large.
I think that there are other avenues too that were discussed before, and if we get a firm amount or value, maybe those doors can be open too.
And
yeah.
we just have to prove that we're serious.
Yeah.
Is what everybody.
Yeah, no, I got it. So this is great. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll motion to adjourn.
Good. Second.
And a motion and a second. All in favor?
I got my new.